Squarespace is not only the best place to build your website, but to discover new domains too. Something like topfootballcamp.com for your top football camp, whisperingbloom.com for your silent retreat, or whisperingboom.com for your shouting retreat. Maybe velvetchords.com for your music studio, or existentialglitter.com for your artist studio. With a website from Squarespace, you can build your brand and your business all at squarespace.com. Get your domain before they're gone with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your domain or website.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
See Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
This is Bob Costas, not Kostos, but you are listening to Nick Kostos on You Better You Bet.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, brought to you by BetMGM.
The magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our crew, and you here on Westwood One Sports. I am so obsessed, not just with the first hour of today's show, because I am, but with this time of year. There's so much going on in football, and I love talking about all of it. We got to the Von Miller signing of the Dallas Cowboys, why I love it for Dallas, why I think the Cowboys will go to the playoffs this year. The Jamal Adams season-ending injury in Minnesota, and while that is not a big deal on the surface, I think it really bears for everybody to see how the Vikings' defense this year, and I think they're going to make it happen. I love Brian Flores. You're going to need contributions from a bunch of rookies and young players that we haven't seen do it thus far at the NFL level in order to get Kyler Murray and Minnesota to the playoffs. I think it's going to happen, but it's worth thinking about if you like Minnesota. Like I do, you're going to need that to happen to get the Vikings into the postseason. How asinine it was for Jeremiah Love to get 14 touches in the first preseason game, now a high ankle sprain. This is why bad teams like the Arizona Cardinals stay bad. We talked about Jackson Dart. We got into Ty Simpson, Fernando Mendoza. So much more to come from week one of the NFL preseason. But did you know this, dear listener and dear viewer? Actually, I'm going to ask two questions right now. Did you know, number one, We are 12 days away from college football. 12 days. August 29th, which means do the arithmetic. Today's August 17th. We will get to watch North Carolina, Bill Belichick, maybe Mike Lombardi, probably not, and the Tar Heels play TCU. Remember what happened last year when those two teams played? They're renewing pleasantries. USC will be in action coming up in 12 days. That is the first thing. Did you know? The second question I have, did you know that the Cover 3 College Football Podcast is the number one college football podcast in all the land? I bet you did know that. And you also know that the host of the Cover 3 podcast is the great Chip Patterson, who also happens to be a friend of mine. And I always love welcoming Chip Patterson to You Better, You Bet. You can find the Cover 3 podcast with Chip, Danny Cannell, friend of the show, Bud Elliott, Tom Fornelli, wherever you find your podcasts, and follow Chip on social media, only if you love college football, which I think everybody does, at Chip_Patterson. My friend, welcome back to the show. Happy football season to you and yours.
Happy football season to you too, Nick. It is awesome to be with you. And I'm with you that there's something about, I try to explain to other people, the anticipation for football season in some ways is a busier time for us. It is a busier time for me. There are so many fan bases that are locked in and just want every little nugget of information and analysis. And I'm here to be there for you. I'm here to provide that public service of nuggets and analysis right up until the time that your team goes 0-3 to start the season and you check out. It's okay. I understand.
And you don't have to talk about them anymore also, which is the other thing to say. Right. You don't have to talk about them anymore if they start 0-3.
Well, right now, 138 teams exist to me, Nick. 138 teams exist, and I'm locked in and ready to go. It is the best time of year.
Dude, I did a minute on Mike Washington for the Raiders in the first deck. This is the time of year where we collectively live in the minutiae. So you, the audience, so you don't have to. We are mired in the minutiae of the NFL and college football, so you don't have to be. And Chip does an awesome job, again, as the host of the Cover 3 podcast. So I got a lot of topics I want to hit on you with, my friend. Let's start, though, with this Jaden Daniels mess, just because I think it's something that's become a crossover story, not just college football. With Daniels, he's pissed at LSU, and maybe his mom's annoyed as well, that Pickett, the young corner, is going to wear number 5 this year. I kind of defended Daniels a little bit on Thursday. I can kind of understand where he's coming from, given some of the other numbers retired by LSU, didn't accomplish what Daniels accomplished, winning a Heisman Trophy. Let's just start here, because I think everyone has an interest in the story. Your opinion on Jaden Daniels, the number 5, LSU.
I just would not take an antagonistic position against Louisiana State University football. Fundamentally, sunrises, sunsets. LSU football is a different beast than anything else we have in America. There is no other place where an entire state is so uniquely motivated to be able to funnel all of its best and brightest and all of its resources. And if you go and check the history, I mean all of its resources. They'll take money from anywhere to try to make sure LSU football stays good. The governor will handpick a head coach to make sure that LSU football is competing for national championships. And I understand that in this modern era, our stars and certainly our quarterbacks have kind of become individual LLCs, businesses upon themselves, ecosystems with which it feels like the world surrounds. But Jaden, I promise you, that rookie of the year ain't nothing compared to LSU football. And that's even putting like Louisiana voodoo to the side, which again, I would not mess with that either. More of a man of faith, try to stay on the other side of the street of all that hoodoo. Now, I think if I was Jaden Daniels, you've got to realize that while you feel like you are very large right now, you go down to the Superdome when they're doing the state championships, you know, 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A, 6A, and daggum it, every single championship game is either going to have a team with the colors purple and gold or their name is the Tigers. They are brainwashing every level of football through the whole talent-rich state of Louisiana. And that's the other thing, Jaden. You're not from there, to which I will provide one last counterexample. There was a quarterback who was born in the state of Oklahoma, Oklahoma City. He was bred to be a Sooners quarterback. Won a Heisman Trophy. Had the Sooners as one of the best teams in the country. He wore number 14. His name was Sam Bradford. Nick, there are two 14s on Oklahoma's roster right now. Not just one, two. And he was a homegrown, in-state, Heisman Trophy-winning superstar. So I am coming at this entirely from a college standpoint, to which I think no one is really bigger than those iconic programs.
I love that. And you can see why Cover 3 is so popular, why Chip's so popular, because he's absolutely the best. All right, let's stick with LSU here. They're such a fascinating team this year, right? And once these games start, I can't wait to see Sam Leavitt, and I can't wait to see Lane Kiffin on the sidelines. Obviously, playing at Ole Miss in September is going to be must-watch TV. I can't wait for it. Chip, where are you at right now on LSU? A team that people that bet for a living seem to kind of be all over. Are they going to make the playoff? Maybe yes, maybe no. You know, national championship odds kind of up there on the board. Your opinion on LSU this season?
Rightly slotted on the odds board, given the uncertainty of a roster that has been cobbled together. Because Lane Kiffin had a little bit of a first mover advantage with the way he was able to utilize the transfer portal at Ole Miss, it is okay to afford some benefit of the doubt and say he flipped his roster at Ole Miss every single season and had them win in 9, 10, 11 games. You know, that's some of the Lane Kiffin era at Ole Miss is one of the peaks in that school's 100-plus year history. So if you want to say, hey, look, he's going to go and he's got a roster that I think is even more talented than what he had at Ole Miss, the only thing is combustibility. It is the Lane train and it is Lane Kiffin, and the schedule is brutal. You know, a lot of really, really tricky spots on there. I am on the heavier side because of these two reasons, and it's entirely personnel-based. I think they loaded up the wide receiver room. You mentioned Sam Leavitt. I think that what they've got in terms of what he can throw to is absolutely dynamic. I am a little worried about the run game in terms of like a national championship contender. If you were to try to do, you know, confidence and concerns, you know, making sure that they're going to be able to run the football better after they were woeful doing that last year. I mean, really, the last two seasons of LSU football are one of the reasons why fans are so excited for Lane Kiffin, because this team didn't even score 30 points most days. And Lane Kiffin had Ole Miss putting up 30, 40 points regularly, you know, whether you had a Jackson Dart, whether you had a Trinidad Chambliss. So Sam Leavitt, dynamic wide receivers. I think this offense is going to get up and go. I love their pass rushers. I think they'll be able to get after the passer. And so those are things personnel-wise that does have me leaning on the side of being more optimistic. You know, I'm over on their win total. I do think they're going to be in the mix for one of those last playoff spots when you see me fill out a projected bracket. But what does that mean? It means they're 10th, right? It means they're 9th. Means they're probably the third or fourth team in the SEC in terms of the pecking order. To me, that is a rightly rated for the questions they have to answer, the combustibility factor, but also the high, high talent level of positions that matter to me, which include those pass-catching positions and the edge rusher.
Once we get past Chip, LSU, and Lane Kiffin, and this Jaden Daniels saga and nonsense, 12 days out from the first games, what is your favorite storyline as college football gets set to return to our lives, and why?
No one is number one. If I was to fill out, like we're having the AP Top 25 polls coming out, if we were truthfully going to have an AP Top 25 poll, we'd have a 7-way tie for second place. And then you know what? The next
you
team
know what
would
I love about this?
17.
Can I interrupt you? Can I interrupt you just to say this? Normally, yeah. I ask a question like that, which is like, man, that's kind of like a heavy question. You could take it anywhere you want. Chip answered it about half a second with, and he had a brilliant, didn't know the question was coming, and had an amazing answer. Please continue. 7 teams tied for second.
Yeah, 7 teams that are tied for second, and I think they're all a definitive tier amongst anybody else that I can even feel confident about. I've got all these teams that I'm looking at where I feel confident they're going to make the college football playoff, and I've got so many questions in terms of picking them for winning the national championship. And I mean, really simply, you can almost like dance your way around the country. Ohio State, Oregon, Indiana out of the Big Ten, Georgia and Texas out of the SEC. You go and you pick up Notre Dame, you go and you pick up Miami, and that's about it. Like, I understand Texas Tech will probably be able to talent their way over the rest of the Big 12, but I'm in any big picture national conversation, I'm not there. And what does that mean? That means every single week is a referendum. Every single week is, if you are number one, you better prove that you're number one. We are going to see divided votes. We are going to see that first place position and the jockeying in the top five. It is going to be a week by week because no one believes that there is an alpha right now, but there is a great collection of, again, about 7 teams that I think all could have a case to be the number one team in the country. And now they've got to go earn it on the field. And that's so different than the years when it was like, all right, is it Clemson and Alabama or Alabama and Clemson? You know, like we just have a much larger picture of teams at the very top of the sport. And yet the intrigue that's driving, I think, the first 4, 5, 6 weeks of the season is going to be how they settle into position for the title race.
To quote, and like, listen, you're a Carolina guy, Ric Flair, a Carolina guy. If I can quote the legendary Ric Flair, the only way you get to stay number one is to be number one. All right, so you said seven teams could potentially be number one. As it stands right now, Chip Patterson, who is your number one in college football?
It's the team that has a national championship winning coach, a Heisman finalist quarterback, and a player who could have been NFL ready from the day he set foot on campus. It is the Ohio State Buckeyes. When you've got Julian Sain, Jeremiah Smith, Ryan Day, loaded staff, their questions are still there. I've got a couple, you know, interior offensive line is good. Tackles, you know, we just have some proven to do, including utilizing the transfer portal. Defense lost a ton, Caleb Downs and more, but I kind of like the way that they backfilled. Great story here from inside Ohio State. So Ohio State has two transfers from Alabama. Caleb Downs basically gave him the scouting report. You know, he goes to coach. He's like, coach, I know that I'm on my way out the door, but I care about Ohio State being great. And these guys are not being utilized and can be better in our program. I mean, Caleb Downs has been one of my favorite players to watch just based on what he's done. But everything I've heard about that young man and the way he's handled himself, I mean, I will continue. I don't really have a favorite NFL team. I'm still college brain on most Sundays. I can't ride those highs and lows. I got work to do, Nick. But I will cheer for Caleb Downs because I think Ohio State doesn't utilize the portal a lot. But when they do, it's to get a player like Caleb Downs or to get someone who can really help them be better. Right now, I've got Ohio State as my number one team. But we get that game on the road in Austin. They beat that talent-rich Texas team in their own house. Hell yeah, you are the number one. But referendum. They've also got to prove it against another team in Texas that I think a lot of people would put as their number one as well.
You bet on this Monday. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports. Our guest talking college football, the very entertaining Chip Patterson, host of the Cover 3 podcast, CBS Sports, on Twitter at Chip_Patterson. So I look at Texas, right, Chip? And this is, and you're way more in the college football weeds in a good way than I am, right? And I see Arch, and I know Cam Coleman's there. And from what everything people I respect say, this is the most talented team in the country. And yet, I think about Sark, right, wrong, or indifferent. And this is like you say you have college football brain. I have more NFL brain. And I think about Sark as the Falcons offensive coordinator in that, in that wild card game in Philadelphia against the Eagles, or divisional round game in Philadelphia. Just brutal play calling down by the red zone. He's really difficult to trust. What about Sark and Texas this year? And people like me, Chip, that would say, I don't trust Texas because I don't trust Steve Sarkisian in a big spot.
Oh, you can just look at last season where they started top five and finished in the Cheez-It Bowl. I mean, there's just no reason that a team that,
is that
talented
true? They
should
were in the
finish
cheese-
the year with King
they
Shedward. You shouldn't be with King Shedward at the end of the year. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, no free ads. I like Cheez-Its as much as the next guy, but
yeah, they're
if
delicious.
You've got a team with Arch Manning and all that talent, you shouldn't be with King Shedward on the stage. That should be a Peach Bowl trophy. That should be a Cotton Bowl trophy. They underperformed last season. They were in a dogfight with Kentucky. They were in a dogfight with Mississippi State. I mean, you talk about Falcons experience. We can just talk about Texas Longhorns 2025 underperformance.
Yeah.
So that's what they have to prove. Because you're right. The on paper in a talent ratings world, Texas has a better argument for number one than in the more subjective, the way I see these teams stacking up against each other. One wrinkle I would add to that, if you want to push yourself into feeling better about Texas, it is a narrative that I do not believe, but it is a narrative they are selling. This is the narrative marketplace here, right? It's August 17th. They are selling that the addition of Will Muschamp as defensive coordinator is going to add to a more aggressive, up-in-your-face, blitzing from every direction. Okay, we'll see. I thought Texas's defense was a strength the last two seasons. You know, I don't think that was the problem. But, you know, everyone's got their own different read of the program. And if you are going to use a talent-focused analysis, you can't even make a top four without including the Texas Longhorns. But the question remains, and it'll start to be answered when they play Ohio State early in the year, you know, what are you going to do with all that talent? It does seem to me like this is a season that is set up for them to have the next breakthrough. And I do want, if we're gonna have some Steve Sarkisian slander on here, I do want to give him this flowers for this. He took the Texas is back narrative and put it to bed. We don't even ask if Texas is back. He made the Final Four twice. You know, like, he put Texas in position to compete for the national championship. Quinn Ewers was driving against Washington, and if they get that catch in the end zone, they get to go play Michigan, and who knows? Maybe Texas is able to put up more of a fight against Michigan, a Connor Stallions-less Michigan, it should be noted, than what Washington and Michael Penix were able to do. So I want to give Steve Sarkisian credit for doing what Tom Herman was not able to do, what Charlie Strong was not able to do, and really, like, force that thing all the way through in terms of bringing Texas back to the national stage. But the criticisms can still be there that, all right, you are at the big boy table. We're not talking about 8-4, but we are talking about the trophy case, and the trophy case does not have an SEC title yet. And while you've made the Final Four, it does not have a national title yet. So there's still something left to be proven.
Let's go lightning round here, Chip. Want to hit you with a couple more questions, like 30 to 60 seconds per. So I don't, because I could keep you here the whole hour. I don't want to do that for you. And also, we have commercial breaks we have to hit. Fair or unfair, and why, to say that Dan Lanning, while a great recruiter, and obviously he's a great, not a bad coach, maybe not the best big game coach, and because of him, you or me would not take Oregon to win the national championship. Fair or unfair, and why?
Not fair. Watch the way that he steals possessions. That guy has, like, the game book, the, like, when to on sides, when to be able to go for two versus not go for two. He might be getting in his own way because he's so advanced and deep into all the situational stuff. But do you remember the 12 men on the field penalty against Ohio State 2 years ago in the regular season? Yeah, there's enough people within football who feel like they get got by Dan, that you know, in a chess match. He's like, oh, rats, I just didn't even see the bishop there. You know, I think that to call him not a good big game coach is to go against the idea that he's made great decisions to steal possessions in big games. So not fair.
CJ Carr of Notre Dame will be the blank best quarterback in college football this season.
Top three. Yeah, a relitigation of C.J. Carr's season last year had a lot of recognition for how he's putting all of his
talent
together.
What happened, Chip? If they were more aggressive in that game against Miami, the season opening game, like, we could be having an entirely different conversation here. They were so conservative offensively in that game against Miami.
And do you know what the thing is? He is going to crush, like, 10 opponents this year. You know, they've got to go play BYU in Provo. They've got to go up against Miami. CJ Carr might not be playing fourth quarters. He might just be going out there and lighting it up. But I think that he is on tape, certainly a top three quarterback in the country. And I think that if you want to look at him for Heisman, it would be that overwhelming, puts up stupid numbers because Notre Dame's so much better than the competition.
Carr is the co-favorite at BetMGM to win the Heisman Trophy, along with Arch Manning, Trinidad Chambliss of Ole Miss next, plus 900, gold all on his chain, gold all on his watch, Dante Moore, Julian Sayin, and new Miami quarterback Darian Mensah following from there. Final question, Chip. I find it interesting that if you look at the SEC and the Big Ten, and this can be up for debate, I think it's fair to say probably, right? If you had to pick one head coach in the Big Ten, you'd probably take Kurt Cignetti. And there are other good coaches also. If you had to take one head coach in the SEC, I think I would take Kirby Smart of Georgia. Neither Georgia nor Indiana the favorite in their respective conference. If I asked you, Chip, to pick one of these teams to win the national championship, Georgia with Kirby Smart, Kurt Cignetti with Josh Hoover replacing Fernando Mendoza at quarterback, who do you got and why?
I would go Indiana. Yeah, I think that Indiana's playoff run answered the questions about whether Indiana was smoke, mirrors, and schedule. You know, that, I mean, they lined up toe-to-toe and just absolutely blew Alabama out of the water. They got another look at Oregon, and it wasn't close. And Miami played them well, but by the end of the day, you include Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. I mean, they had beaten six of the top 10 teams. Georgia's been one and done in the last two college football playoffs. Last college football playoff win was blowing the doors off TCU so bad the Georgia players are eating chicken wings out of the floor, out of the field level suites. Like, I just, Georgia's got to go prove it in the 12-team playoff. So I would take Indiana and Kurt Cignetti.
I'm still mad at Michigan for losing that. Not that Michigan would have beaten Georgia, but probably would have been a better game in the national championship than we got with Georgia and TCU. I lied. Final question is this one.
Okay.
So I think I've said this a couple times when you've been on the air with us. When you and I were coworkers together at CBS, I think we did it three times, but we definitely did it twice.
Okay.
Yeah. So we had Mississippi State. Who was the guy, the Fordham coach who went there that was at Mississippi
Joe
State?
Joe Moorhead.
So we had a Mississippi State over, and then my favorite one, blindly betting the Cal over in Jared Goff's final year in Cal, and they went over the win total. So we were at least 2-0, if not 3-0. I would like Chip Patterson, and this can be, we could go Indiana, we could go, you know, shopping at the bottom of the barrel here if you'd like. Chip Patterson's favorite win total. We'd prefer an over, but if you have an under, we'd like that as well.
Okay. What's our number sitting at for the Oklahoma Sooners? Do you have a 7.5, or is the 7.5 too crazy and we're looking at 8.5?
We're probably like at BetMGM, it over 7.5 is -155, but we would, you know, we want people to bet at BetMGM, but if you could find a better price, shop around for this instance.
I think Oklahoma goes 10-2 again.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's, and maybe that's Oklahoma, what?
Playoff?
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, if they're going to be 10-2, they're making the playoff. So maybe it's Oklahoma to make the playoff. I am stupid high on the Sooners. I thought they went 10-2 last season with half of an offense. And crazy for me to think that they might be able to find the other half of the offense after improving the wide receiver room to get John Mateer some more weapons. Another year of development for John Mateer, who, by the way, just started playing SEC-level football. I think they're going to run the football better. And their defense is still nails. They've got all Americans at all three levels, whether it's David Stone, Kip Lewis, or Peyton Bowen. So, I am stupid high on Oklahoma. And that's one where I thought that compared to the market, if we had to pick it at 7.5, and I recognized the juice was bad. So that's why I wanted to tell you, I've seen a 10-2 type season for Oklahoma. That would be one that I'm probably feeling a little bit high on. And I feel I can say it with my chest. You know, I feel like I am a game and a half, 2.5 games higher than some of the lines that are out there right now. And I see it happening. I think Boomer Sooners back in the playoff.
John Mateer is saying it with his chest and maybe the bench press because he is huge. If you look at, like, John Mateer got yoked this offseason, he's like massive. I don't know if that's going to be a problem or not. Chip, you're the best. Cover 3 podcast, the best college football podcast out there. Our friends at CBS Sports, follow Chip on Twitter at Chip_Patterson. My friend, thank you very much.
Sounds good. Y'all be well.
My friend Chip Patterson joining us here on You Better You Bet. Very generous with his time. 20 awesome minutes breaking down college football. Games are 12 days away. All right, we'll take a break. And on the other side, we had an injury scare. This is how fast news moves in 2026, right? We had a big-time injury scare to a big-time NFL running back. It looks like things are going to be okay. We'll tell you who it is on the other side. And we will also get into a big piece of news. I don't know how often we'll say this sentence this year. Out of Miami with the Dolphins that should have fans and fantasy football players very excited. That and more coming up next on a Monday.
The stories that matter from the brand you trust. Westwood One Sports.
You've put in the work to get that first job, moved up the ranks, or started a family. Now it's time to take your success to the next level. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we're here to help you keep that momentum going with educational programs built around real-world, in-demand career skills. We'll teach you how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science, plus timeless skills like leadership, communication, critical thinking, and more. Affordable, accredited, and online. A UMGC education fits your life so you can keep growing while you keep going. You've succeeded before. Now succeed again. At UMGC, we believe nothing should stand in the way of your next achievement. Not doubt, not your life stage, and especially not an application fee. Just apply by September 1st and we'll waive your application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the 5 critical components in every vehicle. The battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead.
NAPA know-how!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia and RSV. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and can help protect you from getting really sick. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. See more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
I mean, it was so cool to watch him play. I mean, I get all of the frustration by fans, himself, but for him to come back and work like he did is an unbelievable credit to him. And then to go out there, he was having fun today. And that is so cool. And I thought he really functioned at a high level.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
So just for bleeps and giggles, that's the voice of Stan Van Gundy, ESPN NBA analyst, former NBA coach. Just kidding. That's Cleveland Browns head coach Todd Monken. So as he's talking, if you listen to Todd Monken, he sounds just like Stan Van Gundy, right? And I asked in the chat, who does he sound like to our show crew? There's a correct answer here. And immediately the answer was Stan Van Gundy. So the crew's on it. Laura says Doc Rivers. So there have actually been a couple instances this offseason where we played Todd Monken and he sounds like Doc Rivers. So sometimes he does sound like Doc. Doc and Van Gundy have different like vocal tones. Is that the right way to put it? I don't know. This would be an instance where if I were like amongst like friends of mine or like family, I would just make something up and they wouldn't know any better and would just assume I'm right. It's one of the reasons I've gotten ahead in life. Fake it till you make it. He sounds just like Stan Van Gundy there. So that is the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Todd Monken, talking about Deshaun Watson's performance in the Browns' preseason loss on Saturday to the Chicago Bears. We will break down Deshaun Watson, Shedeur Sanders, and we will get into Tua Tagovailoa and the Falcons in a moment. But want to get into a couple of pieces of news that broke while we've been on the air this morning, both emanating from the AFC East. And this is just, you know, news moves very fast in 2026, right? And we can kind of get a little scared when we see things like this. Breece Hall, star running back of the Jets, who got the big money contract. And you know I'm kind of high on the Jets this year. Not like to be great, but I think they could be in the mix for the final wild card spot in the AFC. Breece Hall left practice per ESPN's Rich Cimini with a groin injury. And fantasy football players begin melting down. Jets fans start melting down. Aaron Glenn addressed the news media, the head coach of the Jets, to say that he thinks that it's a strained groin and he thinks Breece is going to be fine. So we'll get more information, obviously, but that's a good sign, right, for the head coach to basically say, I don't think this is that big a deal. We'll see, but a good sign early in the process here. Breece Hall looks like a strained groin. No, I guess we probably won't see him in the preseason this week. I don't know. We shall find out. And elsewhere in the AFC East, if you're a Miami Dolphin fan, this has got to really excite you. So, and I'll kind of dovetail this in the moment here with Miami's preseason game, which they lost to the Commanders. Who cares? Whatever. They lost 20-7 to Washington. So in that game, Caleb Douglas, who we talked about on Thursday, right? Who was, you know, a mid-round rookie who has a starting position currently on the depth chart along with Malik Washington, had a sick, like over-the-shoulder 28-yard catch. And it's early, right? It's one game, so he could stink. I'm not saying he's your Mark Duper or Mark Clayton. Looked pretty good. And reports out of training camp have been great. Now, there was another receiver, though, that Miami took in the NFL draft that really had people excited. And that is Chris Bell. Do I have that right, Tyler and company? Chris Bell's Louisville, right? I don't know what. Chris Brazzle's Tennessee. Chris Bell's Louisville, yes. Chris Bell has a, like, insane size-speed combo. And he tore his ACL towards the end of last year at Louisville, which is why he went a little later in the NFL draft. And the thought was, and this is crazy, because we're now seeing a lot of players we think they're going to be out for a really long time, and they're returning from injuries like sooner than expected. Like Daniel Jones looks like he's going to play week one. George Kittle might play week one. Zach Charbonnet could be back sooner than expected. Hell, Ozzie Trapillo tore his patellar tendon in the playoffs for the Bears. He might be back for week one. They just activated him, as crazy as that sounds. Meanwhile, you know, Kurt Angle wrestled with a broken freaking neck in WWE, that's 25 years ago, and we thought he was a medical anomaly. It's awesome stuff here. As you know, and I was reading something over the weekend, and I've just been having this conversation with people. This has nothing to do with anything, but just to say this. I know, and I get it, right? I like science fiction. You're like, where is he going with this? I get the people that are concerned about AI. Like down the road, like I've seen Terminator. I've seen The Matrix, I understand, and there are absolutely people in the job market that will be impacted by artificial intelligence in a negative way. There's no question about it. I'll just offer this opinion, and I don't offer this from a position of expertise. It's just my opinion as the person with the microphone and generally try to be optimistic in general. I feel like AI is going to like save a lot of lives. When you'll be able to, you're sick, or like the American healthcare system is not doing what it should be doing for you. AI can help you. I have anecdotal evidence of people that I know in their lives that have used artificial intelligence to like self-diagnose or like correct a problem that a doctor's made. And I'm not saying that every doctor's bad or that the American healthcare system is totally bad. It's got its big time issues, right? Not everybody's bad, but like we could all use a little extra help. And with the way things are progressing, I think of things in these terms. And I mean this. And just as you move on in your life, like 10 years ago, before I met my now wife and like had my daughter, I care about me. And I still care about me to a degree. And I care about my mom and my sister, and my nieces, etc. But like, you know, we're all pretty selfish at that point. And there's not saying there's anything wrong with that. But at this point in my life, I'm 43. I care about me, but I care about me in the context that I want to be here for my family. What I really care about is my wife, who's 9 years younger than me. I'm bragging. Shout out to me. And my daughter. And my thought is, at the very least for my daughter, God willing, she lives for, I don't even like to think about things like this. But my hope is that AI helps people, including my young daughter, live longer. Which has, again, nothing to do with anything. I just felt like saying it. You better, you bet on this Monday, Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports. So now we get to the actual piece of news, which is Chris Bell activated off the NFI list by the Miami Dolphins. I don't know if Chris Bell is going to be ready for the start of the season. Like, will he play week one when the Dolphins are on the road at the Las Vegas Raiders? I don't know. But it feels like at this rate, he'll be playing sooner rather than later. And if it's true that Caleb Douglas is going to be at least passable as a rookie, and it looks that way, and if it's true that Chris Bell can achieve even some of the potential that we saw, tantalizing potential, I've used tantalizing like three times on the show, I apologize, some of the mouth-watering potential that we saw at the collegiate level at Louisville, all of a sudden, this Dolphins offense is going to be more interesting than you think they're going to be. With Malik Willis as the trigger man, I'm not saying he's Dan Marino, but Malik Willis with Devon Achane, I like Ollie Gordon backing him up. He got 7 carries in the preseason game. Douglas, Bell, Dulcich. I think they're going to run the bleep out of the ball. And I'm on record saying it. I think they're going to beat the Raiders in week one. And I think they're going to run for like 200 plus yards in that game on the Raiders defense. So this is not me saying that we're going to confuse the 2026 Dolphins offense with the 1984 Dolphins offense when a second year Dan Marino threw for 48 touchdowns. I'm not saying that. But if you're a Dolphins fan, like, this should excite you to potentially have Bell and Douglas ready early this season in year one of this rebuilding in Miami under head coach Jeff Hafley. Okay. We came back from break about 3 years ago with the Todd Monken sound on Deshaun Watson, so let's pay that off. So the Browns lose to the Bears, Brown Bear, 34-10. Who cares? Deshaun Watson in the game goes 11 of 15 for 126 yards. Shedeur Sanders, 6 of 11 for 79 yards and a bad interception. And I don't like what Shedeur said after the game, which is basically, I don't make bad decisions. Sometimes I don't execute. So we found him. In the history of humanity, we have found the one person that never makes a bad decision. Shedeur Sanders. I'm not trying to pile on. I know he's a lightning rod figure. Just like, why say things like that? I don't make bad decisions. And I'm paraphrasing. I made the right decision. I just didn't execute. Okay, buddy. Okay. And Todd Monken is heaping praise on Deshaun Watson because this quarterback competition is a farce. And I've been telling you this for months. Deshaun Watson's going to be the week one starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. And I don't think Shedeur is good. I don't think Dylan Gabriel's good. It doesn't mean they can't be on NFL rosters for a decade plus. I just don't think they're great. And Deshaun Watson, it's been a while since we've seen it. A long time since we've seen it. A long time. But we have seen it. And if the Browns are to have any upside this season, it's with Deshaun at quarterback. Because I'll tell you, and again, I'm watching so you don't have to. Both of Cleveland's top two round receivers, Casey Concepcion in round one, Denzel Boston in round two, both look like hits. Boston in particular has been an absolute stud. Concepcion scored a touchdown on a jet sweep rushing attempt in the preseason. You got to get glimpses of how he's going to be used. He's super fast. You like that a lot if you're a Browns fan. And the other quarterback competition. The Atlanta Falcons got pasted by the Denver Broncos 27-7 in week one of the preseason this weekend. Tua Tagovailoa plays 9 snaps in the game, goes 3 for 5 for 22 yards. After the game, says that it was really frustrating, and he wished that he had played better, and the Falcons' offense had scored some more points. I want to be and you know this, right, because I've said it, I want to be high on the Falcons. I really do. It's getting hard. It's one preseason game, I get it. And I'll talk myself out of this misery with Atlanta, and I'll talk myself back into the offense. But we got news over the weekend that James Pierce, one of the two first-round pass rushers last year, suspended for 8 games, and he is, if you look at all the reports, he got off easy here with 8 games and no jail time. So he's out half the year. Jalen Walker, the other first-round pick last year at edge, is out for the season with a torn ACL. And the first-round pick the year before that, Michael Penix Jr., has still not been cleared. So some bad luck for the Falcons. Them's the breaks, kid. I still want to pick Atlanta to win a wide-open NFC South. I don't know if I can get there when it's all said and done. We'll hit way more NFL preseason coming up next hour on the show. Brad Evans will join us as well. But coming up next, the weekend that was in Major League Baseball, and I will answer the question, how much trouble are the LA Dodgers in? It's coming up next.
Watch out for the Cardinals. Arizona has been lighting up defenses this preseason. Could Rookie of the Year favorite Jeremiah Love and the Cards make the NFL's best division even tougher? Westwood One Sports.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Skechers elite athlete OG Anunoby has been making history on the basketball court.
Anunoby tips it in. Unbelievable. What a shot.
He's been balling out in Skechers high-performance basketball sneakers, and the world is noticed. But how does OG train off the court to keep in peak physical condition? Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins Aeroburst. They help prepare OG for the physical demands of playing at a championship level. Get your pair of Aeroburst for only $165 at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever high-performance running shoes are sold.
Success is picking up extra shifts for your family. Now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door. Now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone. And University of Maryland Global Campus can help you reach your goals. And there's never been a better time to get started on your future. No application fee if you apply by September 1st. As an accredited state university, UMGC has been transforming lives for over 75 years. With more than 100 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, online and hybrid courses, personalized support, financial resources, and lifetime career services, achieving your dreams is more possible than ever before. Choose the program that's right for your career goals and get started on your next success. No application fee if you apply by September 1st. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexaderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexaderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
It's been a long time since we've been consistent offensively, and I think for me it's you know, winning a 2-1 pitch and not chasing, winning a 3-2 pitch, taking the walk. I just don't see the consistent plan of attack, 1 through 9.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
That's the voice of the manager of the L.A. Dodgers, Dave Roberts. Not pleased with this team's performance. Lose 3 out of 4 over the weekend at home to the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, perhaps you'd like to take the Dodgers to get back on the horse tonight and get a win over the Colorado Rockies. They are huge favorites, as you might imagine. So perhaps, instead of laying it straight, you could put the Dodgers in a parlay if you so desire. And today, BetMGM players will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. To use the Parlay Boost token, add a parlay wager to your bet slip and activate the token. If you win the wager made with the token, you'll receive extra winnings. Download the BetMGM app today and please gamble responsibly. My baseball bets for tonight coming up at the end of the show. About the Milwaukee Brewers. Thursday was my last show of last week, and told you on Thursday how excited I was for this 4-game set, Brewers and Dodgers. And it was all Brewers. Not all Brewers, that would imply a sweep, but Milwaukee, the better team, clearly in the series, taking 3 of 4. Tarik Skubal, 109 pitches yesterday in a losing effort for the Dodgers. And the Brewers are now 3 games clear of both the Dodgers and the Braves for the number one seed in the National League playoffs. And L.A. is skidding a little bit. And remember what we talked about last week, because it's true. The Dodgers, I would still pick them and bet them to win the World Series, even if this happens. But it also, if it happens, means they're more likely to lose. They may not get a bye. They may not be one of the top 2 seeds in the NL when it's all said and done. Milwaukee's ahead of them, basically in a statistical dead heat with the Atlanta Braves. And we'll get to Atlanta in a little bit and the weekend that we saw for the Braves. So the Dodgers, basically since trading for Tarik Skubal and coming out of the All-Star break, have not, in fact, been infallible. They have not been indestructible. And they certainly have not looked inevitable. So yeah, they are in a spot of trouble right now. we saw over the weekend the three teams that are competing for two wild card spots in the National League all play great. The Philadelphia Phillies swept the Minnesota Twins. The Diamondbacks took two of three from the Atlanta Braves. The San Diego Padres just continue to win, taking two of three from the Cleveland Guardians. So again, if the Dodgers have to play in a 3-6 matchup, the Phillies, I'm going to take the Dodgers. Three-game series against the Padres, I'm taking the Dodgers. Three-game series against Arizona, I'm going to take the Dodgers. So I still feel like the Dodgers are the best team. And they've got, people don't like when you say this, but they've kind of got, to use the old Curt Schilling line, not that one, this one, mystique and aura, like the old Yankees used to have, where you feel like even if they're down in a big game, like they're going to come back and win. Like they've earned that with their performance last year in the World Series and the comeback against the Toronto Blue Jays. So even if the Dodgers continue to play bad baseball here, even if the Dodgers lose tonight to the Rockies, even if they're the three seed, I still think they're going to win the World Series, but let's get this on record again right now. It's going to be way more difficult for them to three-peat, obviously, if they're the three seed as opposed to the two or the one. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, how about the Chicago White Sox? Kenny Henderson and Bill Zimmerman, Chicago White Sox, sweep the Tigers over the weekend, are now 5.5 games clear atop the American League Central, and look likely to return to the post. Great job by the Chicago White Sox this year. Also in the American League this weekend, the Seattle Mariners took two of three from the Astros and are just four games back in the AL West. The Toronto Blue Jays took two of three from the Yankees. And the Baltimore Orioles swept the Boston Red Sox. Boston has now lost three straight series following their white-hot play into and out of the All-Star break. I love the advent of the third wild card spot in each league in Major League Baseball. Take a look at the standings right now in the American League. Seven teams are within 2.5 games, or less, obviously, of the final wild card spot in the AL. Can you guess that if the season ended today, which team is the sixth seed in the AL? The Baltimore Orioles. Then we've got the Texas Rangers, the reigning AL champion Toronto Blue Jays, the Detroit Tigers, the Minnesota Twins, the Cleveland Guardians, and the Seattle Mariners, all within 2.5 games of making the playoffs. How great is baseball? Final hour, power hour coming up on the other side. Brad Evans joins to start, breaking down the NFL.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Empowered.
Ellie here is getting the sleeve she's always dreamed of. She worked with Empower and planned for her next move, so she got good at money. Now she can be a little bad. Oh, by the way, you spelled journey wrong. No worries. She can afford the cover-up, too. Ooh, check out my tat. It says, invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub to shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. This special offer is only available by calling 800-208-8750. That's 800-208-8750.
Paid for by Bath Concepts Industries.
Treasury quietly released its official financial report for 2025. It appears by its own numbers, the U.S. government seems insolvent. It's reported that the Treasury shows about $6 trillion in assets and over $47 trillion in liabilities. Add it all up, and it looks like the U.S. owes more than $130 trillion it doesn't have. If that were a family, they'd earn $52,000 a year, spend $73,000, and already be more than $1 million underwater. Any accountant would call that insolvent. So how does the government fix this? It can print money, which erodes your purchasing power. It can raise taxes, or it can cut benefits. And none of those can help to protect you. That's why many people who have something to lose move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Assets that can't be printed, defaulted on, or voted away. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide and a no-pressure conversation. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote.
Call 800-711-4973. That's 800-711-4973. 800-711-4973 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the...
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.